one problem with this is it doesn't seem to work even for some of the top Word Faith folks. And I don't bring up the subject of Kenneth Hagin's death to take any kind of enjoyment from it at all. He's a person created after the image of God, and we don't take any enjoyment in it, but it's interesting to look at how he died to see how these principles function in his life. Kenneth Hagin said that he first started teaching these things and understanding them in 1933 after God healed him from a heart condition. He was in a hospital, bedridden, with this heart problem, and he started understanding these principles, studying Mark chapter 11, verses 24, speaking faith-filled words. He brought healing, total healing to his heart. Well, September 2003, he died from heart problems. From what I understand, he collapsed in his home, and he was in intensive cardiac care in the hospital for around 9 or 10 days, and then eventually passed. He did not die in health. And you'll see some of the Word Faith people will try to say that Kenneth Hagin died in health. No, he was in intensive care for almost 2 weeks. And the thing that he died from is the thing that was supposedly cured from him from the beginning. I don't take any enjoyment in that. That's really sad. I feel bad for his kids and grandkids that are left from that, but it didn't work in his life. He died from these things. So it doesn't work the way that they say.